Welcome to the Diversity on the Hill podcast
with Pastor Jonathan and Pastor Curcio.
Here are the ground rules for our conversation.
Respect one another.
Openness.
No assumptions allowed.
Mistakes are welcome.
And let's grow together.
Enjoy the conversation.
Hello there, everyone, and welcome to the Diversity on the Hill podcast. This is PJ.
And I'm back. PK here with you again.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we're both back, right?
Yeah, we are.
Because we missed a week.
I know. That's just like, they're probably like, these people are getting ready for their summer rhythm or something.
Right. But well, it is true. We are getting ready for our summer rhythm. So I'm gonna warn you here. We probably have two or three left at most, because my time is getting less and less.
Oh, no. It's not just you. There's so much going on over here. For those who are local to Collegedale, you know that we're in transition and there's a whole bunch of stuff going on. So our sponsor time has just been...
What do you mean you're in transition? You just piqued people's interest who don't know.
Oh, transition, not me. Transition to a new senior pastor or lead pastor at the Collegedale Church. And then we also have another vacancy. So there's like a whole bunch going on all at once over here. And so
there's a lot extra on your plate.
Oh, yeah. They're just rolling me into some more stuff. But, you know, this is what we do.
Good for you. You deserve it. As a friend of mine says, it couldn't have happened to a nicer person.
Ah, yes. You're too kind. But we also want to hear...
Am I too kind? I'm not sure that's kind.
You are. All right, whatever. You're PJ kind, too. You know.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm kind of something. Man.
So, again, I just want to plug this early. We want to hear from you at diversityonthehill@gmail.com. And then also on the IG at Diversity on a Hill. So PJ, talk to me, man. What have you been up to? You got a nice jacket on today.
Oh, yeah. By the air conditioning, it's like I'm in that in-between stage where I feel like I'm going to take off the jacket halfway in the podcast, put it on. So if you hear a lot of rustling, it's me putting on and off my jacket. And sorry. We're in that time of the year too, like spring, but... Is it really spring? So I never know what to wear. Like it was a low of like 50 something and then a high of 80 something. So it's just like, what do I wear?
Yeah. Hey, how do you feel about that kind of stuff? Like at least for me, it's tricky when there's a 30 degree, you know, swing throughout the day. It's just like, what's happening here?
It's tough to know what to wear.
Yeah. I'm with you.
I mean, you try to layer a little bit, but not layer too much. So I don't know. That's why I'm in my jacket today. But the weather's been crazy lately, man. A lot of tornadoes.
I know, sweeping the country, though. Like, it's not just one area. It's like...
But it's a lot southeast.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee.
Central and southeast.
We've gotten a lot of warnings in the Georgia area.
Yeah. It's happened to me two Fridays in a row where we get a tornado warning and we pop out of bed and run to our bunker.
So you get the warning or the watch? And which one's the bad one? Is the warning the bad one?
I think...
Warning's the bad one. Yeah.
Is it warning? I thought it was... Yeah.
No, yeah, warnings. Yeah, we got a warning a couple weeks ago, and it's like, wow, they're popping. We are the new Tornado Alley.
It does feel that way, though.
What happened? Like, it used to be Kansas.
Yeah.
I don't hear much about Kansas anymore, but maybe it's just because I'm in this area. Yeah, we don't hear a lot about this area.
We don't live in Kansas.
We're not in Kansas anymore.
No, Dorothy.
I was never in Kansas. No, because that's weird. Like, so this is tornado season for us. So that's a little...
It is.
To go along with not knowing what to wear.
Now, what would you rather? Would you rather, I mean, because you were in Florida, right? You grew up in Florida. So the question is, you know, I got to ask, would you rather a hurricane or a tornado?
Well.
Neither. I know neither. If you were to have to experience either.
So here's the thing. I feel like tornadoes are a little bit more regular.
Okay.
And a little bit more, like, you can't quite see them coming as much.
Yeah, that's true.
So you get a lot more leeway in hurricanes.
True.
And a lot more warning. So you can see them coming. So I feel like hurricanes, like, but I don't remember them coming as regularly as these tornadoes have been coming lately.
Sure.
So there's fewer of them. Like, they're bigger. But I lived in Orlando, so by the time they got to us, they kind of dissipated well enough. Mm-hmm. I'm going with hurricane from my personal experience.
Sure.
But tornadoes are smaller, so they're going to affect a smaller swath of land. So the odds are better that it's not actually going to hit you.
That's a fair point.
So there's a...
It has to be very...
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
But I'm still going with hurricane.
You know, I probably would say hurricane as well, just because you have fair warning.
Because you're a Florida boy, and your experience with them in Miami, being raised in your most... parts, yeah. Important parts of your growing up experience.
Subjective, but yes. But I you can get away. You can get away from a hurricane a lot easier than a tornado. So
it seems like it.
Just the fact that you know
the warning,
it's coming.
The warning.
Right. But the warning, yeah.
Yeah.
They're too unpredictable.
If there's a tornado warning, you don't have much time. No. Like, it could be on top of you and you don't even know it.
Sure.
And they can just swirl up at any moment.
Yeah. It's very unpredictable. Yeesh. And that's why it's kind of
Have you ever been in one or another?
I was through a Category 1 hurricane once in Puerto Rico. We were outside playing football.
Yeah. Wow.
Anyways, yeah.
I mean, Category 1 winds. Isn't bad, but still a hurricane.
Yeah.
And playing out football outside.
It was, not the smartest thing to do. But at the same time, I was in college. So it was one of those things where there's no biggie. However, I did experience Hurricane Andrews when that went through, but I wasn't home.
Andrew. Is that like the seminary?
Yeah, that's like Hurricane too.
Andrews.
But no, it's Hurricane Andrew.
Yeah.
I think it was in 92 or what have you. But
so were you living in Miami during the time?
Yes. But
that was a big one.
Oh yeah, yeah. But I was up in Massachusetts when it went through.
Gotcha.
So we came back home and we were happy to see that there were only shingles that had flown off our roof and our basketball hoop was still standing. So we were very That's what mattered.
The basketball hoop was standing while that's other people lost their arms. Whatever.
Sorry. Okay. Sorry, Homestead.
Well, when we're young, we don't think of those things.
No, we sure don't. But Homestead was really devastated.
Yeah, that was a big one.
Yeah. Anyhow, well, pause here for some music.
Yeah, but I do want to know, jam. Hey, has anyone been through a hurricane or a tornado?
Hey, there you go. Yes, we do want to hear from you. Yeah. See, what do you prefer? Would you prefer a tornado or a hurricane? Have you experienced either? What was that experience like? Let us know at diversityonthehill@gmail.com or on the IG @diversityonthehill. Do you want to put a poll up for that? Like have people say what they'd rather?
Would you rather? Maybe. It's kind of a bummer poll, but I might put one up. We'll see.
I mean, obviously you can.
Would you rather are often sometimes bummers.
Yeah, but you can frame it with, we know we'd prefer neither.
Have you ever done a would you rather? I mean, I do would you rathers all the time in youth groups, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Same here.
And does it bug you when they say neither and they don't pick one? Like, of course it's neither. Of course no one wants to lose their pinky toe or their
thumb. Right, their thumb. Right.
But still, it's a would you rather.
Yeah.
This is an exercise. You have to pick one. Like, neither.
Yeah, no.
Neither.
I don't think that's
I'll lose fair. My haircut. No, that's not, would you rather?
That's not a fair way to play the game. The point is you have to make a difficult decision.
The whole point
is
making a difficult decision.
Exactly.
Anyways.
Exactly. No, I'm with you.
For youth out there listening, just pick one.
Pick one.
Stop being difficult.
That's right. You know what? We should make a shirt.
You're not making a point.
Hashtag pick one.
Just pick one.
And then be like.
Well, you know what? To take this spiritually, you just have to pick one.
Ooh.
Can't serve two
masters. I like
what
you did there.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You make a decision for Jesus or you make a decision not.
Wow.
You have to pick one.
That's right. No in between.
Even if you don't think you're picking one, you're picking
one. You're picking one. That's right. Ooh, look at you.
Well, it came to mind because our Sabbath school lesson, like the adult one, was kind of talking about that. So it just hit me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I like that. Good stuff, man.
All right. Well, anyways, we turned our small banter into just pick one. Just pick a hurricane or a tornado. You have to go through one.
Or
no, you don't.
The most important decision you have to make is, pick the Lord or pick the enemy. You know, it's either or.
Pick Jesus.
Amen.
All right. Hey, let's let's have a small break here and then we'll get into our topic of the day because something's happening. All right. That was a break.
Yeah, it was.
Okay. So, I mean, really all that's in the news right now is Trump has been indicted.
Yes, he has.
Wow. The first time in history a president or former president has been indicted.
Man, he's making a lot of history because he was also the first to be impeached twice.
Yeah.
It's just like, okay. So, this is a hot topic and maybe a lot of people are having this conversation over dinner, but
I wonder if they are. I haven't heard a ton of it, like, out in the public sentiment. I think people are a little scared to talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, makes sense. I mean, what? Okay, let's talk about the indictment real quick, and then I'll tell you what is, like, just concerning me.
Okay, you tell me.
Okay, all right. So first of all, I don't think anything's gonna come of this. He's not gonna go to jail. So it's just kind of like,
it seems like nothing ever happens.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's has a lot of money.
Sure.
High paid powerful lawyers.
Yep.
Okay.
So I highly doubt that anything's going to come of this. You know, he's just going to make history again. Mm. And that's that. What is concerning to me, and again, we always say we don't have all the details and we don't know exactly what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. We just get what the news outlets are giving us in media and what have you. But what's concerning to me is that he could possibly become president again.
Well, there's a lot of people who want that.
I know, which to me is, it's like, I was always told growing up, if someone shows you who they are, believe them.
Okay. You know? Well, let me push back a little bit.
Okay, push back, please.
Because some people are saying this is all just a political, including him, persecution. Uh-huh.
Sure.
Political persecution, and that if he weren't running for president, none of this would happen. Or if he hadn't been president, it wouldn't happen. This is all just a setup by the Democrats.
Okay.
I mean.
But my take on that is, when you signed up for the office of the presidency, you signed up for this to a certain extent. I mean, people pay attention to every little thing you do.
Sure.
So to me, it comes with the territory.
I mean, so I agree with partially that. But let's say, for the sake of argument,
sure.
I mean, there is always some politicizing of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's face it, everything is politicized. So when someone says it's political, yeah, you're right. By the way, you're making it political by saying it's political. it's just this terrible circle of, well, the Democrats are after him. Well, then you've just turned it political.
Sure.
When you said they were turning, anyways.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I guess if it were true that the people in power are the ones, you know, prosecuting him, I mean, could it be
a witch hunt?
I mean, could it be?
Well, I mean, there's always room for that.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's not out of the realm of possibility.
No, of course not. And again, my this is why I keep saying nothing is going to come of it.
Sure,
because again, people who are high profile like this and have deep pockets tend to be able to know how to skirt the system when it comes to minor infractions.
And it's very rare that a political high-powered person actually gets held accountable.
Correct. Correct. And that's the reason why I'm saying I am honestly not even trying to follow this too closely, because to me it's just kind of like womp womp.
Yeah.
Even if it is a political witch hunt because he's running again and people want to stop him from doing that, or, you know, it wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me. It just goes to show how corrupt even the justice system is, if you will, or our nation for that matter. Mm-hmm, and again, I don't want to make it too religious. We are a religious podcast, but the idea is, this is just to me signs of how things that the matters are just going to keep getting worse and worse as we go in history, just because, well, in the present, right? Mm-hmm. But history has shown that we're just degrading as we go, and sin is just running amok. So
right,
this is just highlighting this in a political realm.
Yeah. I mean, so to me, the biggest thing, and I talk about this all the time with the situation as well. So it's the fact that I want to see some consistency in the way we handle things, right?
Consistency from who? Please help me out with that.
From everyone. From everyone. Okay. I would like to see some consistency and some awareness. So personally, I'll say my opinion here. Personally, I'm not a big fan of Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Never have been. I don't think ultimately he represents, even to the Republicans, their true sense of historically. Their true sense of beliefs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't believe it.
Okay.
I won the nomination, and I do believe it swung, you know, and I do believe the way he won the nomination and the way he seems to interact is very combative.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's very, I would. It's definitely not Curcio kind. If someone doesn't agree with him, he does not have the grace of Curcio, and very few people do. But still, I'm just saying. So there's some things there, and there's part of his arguments that I just don't get. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. For instance, when he was in office, he kept saying, "This is a witch hunt. This is a witch hunt. This is the people coming after me."
Right.
Oh, and all around him, there were people being prosecuted for crimes.
Right.
People in his inner circle.
Exactly.
Who were actually going to jail.
Exactly.
And he was blaming the Democrats, yet he was the ultimate power.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. He's the face of the nation.
He was the face of the nation. He was the Republican president, mm-hmm. yet people around him were going down, but he was saying, hey, this is the Democrats going after him. And in reality, he was the one with the ultimate power. And then those who are, you know, pro-Trumpers are like, hey, the Democrats are going after him. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm sure that some were going after him, but yeah. He was the ultimate one in power. And now when he's not president and he's being, you know, prosecuted for these things, he's saying, hey, listen, this is the president who's controlling it. So how come when he was president, he wasn't controlling it? But when this president is president, he is controlling it.
Well, this...
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's a lack of...
Consistency.
There's a lack of consistency and accountability mm-hmm. to when things don't go right. Well, wait, you can't blame this president if you weren't blaming yourself. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. How come it was, you know, the Democrats when you were president, but when they're president, it's still
It's always the other party. Yeah.
And listen, the Democrats do this all the time too. Mm-hmm. I'm not... You know, I'm not here to say this or that. I'm just right now I want to speak into the Trump situation because I do believe there is a lot of hypocrisy. So one of the things that he loved to say when he was president, hey, why are people pleading the fifth? Mm-hmm. If you plead the fifth, you're guilty. I have nothing to hide. Mm-hmm. I would never plead the fifth. It's interesting when he was arraigned, he was pleading the fifth.
Right.
Over and over and over again. Yet his supporters were like, well, he could do that. That's his right. Yeah, but you weren't saying that when he was saying, why are they pleading the fifth?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Also, I do believe it's a little bit ironic that when he was running for president, one of the big chants was lock her up with mm-hmm. Hillary Clinton.
Right, right.
Now, when there's an accountability to his side, oh, wait a second, this is political persecution. Mm-hmm. This is like Russia. But he was calling for the same things when he was running for president.
Right.
So I find it a little bit ironic, and I would love for us to make sure that we kind of see that. And as I've said, I don't agree where our country is heading right now in many ways either.
Sure.
Like, I'm not a big fan of Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't bother me as much because I don't believe he's as inflammatory with his words.
Sure, he's more political.
Sure. So, yes. Well, I don't know. I don't know what political is anymore because I believe that has proven to work. They're both political.
Sure.
They just have different ways of, you know, achieving that. And while I would prefer, now, has he said inflammatory things? Sure, he has, but not to the point and to the vitriol of what I feel Trump has done.
It doesn't have the sense of same level of egregiousness.
Sure.
Sure. But, okay, well, I mean, the facts are that he was indicted on 34 counts, right?
34 counts, wow.
Of falsifying business records. Mm-hmm. And the truth is, if you head to investigate a lot of these bigger corporations, you might find the same.
Oh, right? Sure.
But the idea is because he's the former president, mm-hmm. you know, that you just get viewed for this. You get this situation
sure.
where people are looking into it closer. And, of course, what happened on January 6th is so terrible, right? Mm-hmm. That people are just trying to really get to the bottom of it. And
this particular one has to do more with his hush payments.
Hush money.
to a alleged
porn star. Yeah.
Well, no, she's not alleged porn star. She is a porn star. An alleged interaction with a porn star that he paid money to.
Sure. I'm just saying that after January 6th, this is really where Pandora's box really opened up for him, when people mm-hmm. really started digging in, and that's how they reached this point, right? And mm-hmm. they haven't stopped.
Well, no, they've looked into this even before January 6th because his lawyer went to jail for this exact thing.
Oh, yeah, thanks for reminding me.
Cohen.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Went to jail because he paid money.
Because he paid hush money. Yeah, you're right.
But the one who he paid money for didn't go to jail, which was Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Which I find interesting, and now people are like, wait a second,
I mean, this is a president. I mean, let's go to
so that's the question: is anyone above the law?
Well, they're not supposed to be.
But many people are using that as an argument. As he's a former president, he's running for president. They're lawyers, and there's politicians. I've heard politicians mm-hmm. and lawyers say he's running for president. You can't. This is why is the state. This should be a federal law. Mm. I'm like, well, did he break a law? Yes or no?
Right.
So you're saying because he's running for president, the local state cannot prosecute him if he committed a law? What's the point of having a law then? Then it is purely politics.
Right.
So for me, when a politician says, oh, he's running for president, you can't prosecute him. This needs to be a federal thing. I was like, Whoa, wait a second.
Yeah.
That's actually the most political thing that you've said, that as long as he's higher up, mm-hmm, he's mm-hmm. untouchable.
Right. Well, you know, the thing is that there are people who also look at it and say the nation gets a black eye if something like that happens to the president of the United States because they are the face of the nation.
Well.
I mean, I've heard that argument. I'm not saying that I agree with that.
Do they get a black eye? Sure. But if they don't, and then we're seen as hypocrites, then what is that? That's two black eyes.
Yeah.
That's a broken leg.
Sure.
That's a busted orbital eye bone. I don't know.
I'm just a black eye. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I hear you. Again, I don't agree with that idea, and I don't agree with that notion, and I don't believe that anyone should be above the law. However, there are people who do get treated that way. I mean, here's a perfect example. Barry Bonds. Right. He didn't go to jail, but his
trainer went to jail.
Exactly.
Well, it's because Barry Bonds had money.
Okay. But this is my point. This is exactly what I was alluding to earlier, where it's like the people who have money, the people who have fame, the people who have recognition, they somehow skirt the law.
Yep. That's, by the way, that's anti-biblical too, by the way. I've been reading a lot of Proverbs and how we need to be the justice for the poor and the needy and those who don't have a voice.
Yep.
Those who have a voice, we you know, there's a lot of justice and righteousness in Proverbs and Psalms that we just kind of look over for the sense of, and I'm saying this kind of in general. I know that many listeners and many people in the church, but there are other people in the church who have picked political sides and are dying on those crosses, per se, for, man, it's just to me, that's the most disturbing part of this component. And then just all the political swirlings that go around it. We need justice on all ends.
Now,
for some reason, this comes out that it was an injustice. Fine, but there's a lot of smoke.
Right.
And you know what they say: where there's a lot of smoke, there's usually a fire.
Yep. And this is why, again, I go back to that whole idea. My ethics professor once said, "There isn't enough justice to go around on this earth, sadly," and we're seeing this play out.
Mm-hmm.
And this is probably why. Like I said earlier, I'm not even trying to follow this too closely because I'm just like, I feel like I'm going to get let down. It's kind of that whole idea like, well,
let me ask you this. Why would you be let down? Well, I guess I'm just trying to push back from someone who's listening to this.
Sure.
Like, well, then he's saying that only if Trump gets, you know, convicted that it's a good outcome.
Well, if you did wrong, and you can prove that he did wrong? Yes.
Sure, but they're saying, well, that's why we're having the jury. If he gets let go, well, then it's proved that he didn't do wrong.
Sure. But then again, O.J. Simpson got away.
Well, then it proves he didn't do wrong, right?
So I'm just saying, though, any way you dice this, you know, it's still kind of like it's a lose-lose, right? So that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not trying to get too engulfed in trying to say, we're going to be able to fix it here because you and I both know that it's not going to happen.
Oh no.
And I don't want to make it so religious that, you know, it's like kind of neutralizes the conversation.
Yeah, but we can Jesus juke you into anything, and then like the conversation's done.
It's done. Yeah, that's it. It's over.
But I mean, at some point, shouldn't we get to that point though, where it's like, hey, it's politics. How about we look to Jesus? All right, let's stop talking about politics.
Well, as Christians, right? Particularly Seventh-day Adventists, due to the recommendation of Auntie Ellen, like I referred to her kindly. She's like, we shouldn't be addressing that kind of stuff from the pulpit, right? But then again, it's like, okay, but we politicize almost everything. So
but we need to be involved in certain things. If we see an injustice, don't we need to speak to
and
it on
do
some
something
level?
About it. That, this is exactly my point. But it's not always my way. And this is the tricky part to this, right? Because oftentimes we just either go blindly and support our party. We talked about this before. I don't want to make this now a political episode. But the idea is, it's not about how I think it should be. My argument is, if you're found guilty, then and that is a criminal offense to where you got to go to jail, put the person in jail. Yeah. I don't care who it is. This is what I'm saying. If he's found innocent, well, the jury found him innocent. So don't put him in jail,
yeah.
You know, because he's innocent. But these are the kind of things, though, when like you're talking about inconsistencies where people who aren't guilty get placed in jail. People that are guilty aren't placed in jail. And oftentimes it is due to their status, their social status, right? That is what lets me down.
Mm. Well, and so I get, you know, turning back to a little bit, the political thing is something that always gives me pause, because I know we need to speak up for those. And I have a conversation with a friend of mine all the time. Well, we need to, you know, be more politically involved and more this to change things.
Sure.
But I'll be honest, what I've noticed is that getting politically involved hasn't changed much.
Okay.
To be honest with you.
Okay.
We still have some of the same problems. Like every year people talk about, you know, election reform or politics reform or, you know, holding people accountable.
Yep.
But here we are where no one's happy and no one thinks anyone's being held accountable, right? One side says, oh, it's persecution because the other side is corrupt. And one side says, oh, he's going to get off because he's corrupt and we can't do anything to people in power. And so what I found is, I guess what this often reminds me of, and maybe this is a later podcast as well, is how do we change things? How do we get involved? And I'll be honest with you, I have found the politics to be the place where Christians should be the least involved in.
Okay.
I mean, if given the opportunity, we speak. If given the opportunity to vote something we know about, and I've talked about this, I have a very hard time voting because the way things are couch, the way things are given, even on a certain measure, when you read the measure, it's very
ambiguous.
Yeah. It's very ambiguous. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if this is actually really good for my community or really not that good for my community. I have no idea. Even when I educate myself, I find myself like, I still don't know.
Yeah.
Right.
Did I tell you a quick story? You okay if I slip in a quick story here?
Slip it.
I went to vote one time and I'm standing in line. The person looks at me and says, hey, he assumed I was a Democrat, right? And he's like, hey, are you Democratic? Here's a cheat sheet. These are all the Democratic, even the tax stuff and all the additional things that we vote on, bills and stuff, they vote based on their party.
Yeah.
It's like, are you serious right now? Like if a Democrat is pushing it, then you're going to vote for it? But what
there's
if it's not good
people
for
who
your
do that.
Community or good
there's,
for you?
There's plenty of people who do that.
anyways, I'm sorry, but go ahead. I just wanted to slip that in, that this is what people do, but go ahead.
And that's the problem with, you know, politics and religion. We've said it so many times on this podcast, like, there is no way that everything they stand for, we can stand for.
Exactly, as Christians, because we have to couch that too.
Yeah.
Even though the Republican Party says they're Christian.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, they need to act it.
That's what I'm just saying.
They need to act it. And we do need Christians in politics. I'm not saying we don't need them. I know Daniel was a part of it. I know people always use that.
Sure.
But to be honest with you, most of the time, if they're truly, if they're truly Christian, I just don't see it being party. We can't.
We're saying fully. You can't fully embrace the party. And I know we went down a rabbit hole there. But that's one
we often go down. And so that's something that scares me about this Trump thing and these things is that people see, well, he stands for this and he's Republican. And here are these Democrats doing things we're uncomfortable with and making the land immoral. Sure. They're both doing that on just different levels and in different areas.
And that's what we need to realize. And then I go back to the statement that you share all the time, PJ, our kingdom is in heaven. This is not our kingdom. Yep. The worldly kingdom is not what God is trying to establish. And sadly, to some, heaven will be filled with Republicans and Democrats.
No, it will not be. We will get rid of those labels.
Well, the labels, yes, but the people...
So let me ask you this. This is something, and we're going off on a tangent because this is what we do.
Sure.
But as someone shared a thing on Instagram, a reel, and it was saying something about what's the things you put before words? I don't know. I'm bad at English's.
You're fine.
The English proper term for a word that goes in front of another that describes it.
An adjective?
Not an adjective, but I don't know.
Okay.
Anyways, he was saying, and part... I should probably know this better because I'm using it.
It's okay.
But he's like, hey, we shouldn't be calling ourselves something Christian, like a conservative Christian, a black Christian, a liberal, a progressive Christian. You know, he's like, let me teach you some about English. And he's, what's a pronoun? I don't know. I don't know, man. I'm so bad at English. Anyways, he's like, those words are used to describe or give context to the word that it precedes. Mm-hmm. So basically, when you put something in front of Christian, it means that front word is the agenda that you have. So let's say you're a conservative Christian, right? The conservative part describes the way you're going to see your Christianity.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
So let's say I'm a Hispanic Christian.
Now you're
saying, oh, my culture dictates the way I view Christ and Christianity.
And behave in my Christianity.
And it's, and so I'm going to put my country, my culture, and all of a sudden my culture is important. So you have to respect my culture as a Christian. Well, and that's a big one for me. Our culture should be a heavenly culture first, right?
Agreed.
And my Hispanic culture... I actually should be trying to strip some of that away for Jesus.
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, ultimately that as a Hispanic, and so that's something that I need to do more often is like, no, I'm a Christian. I'm not a Hispanic Christian. I'm not a conservative Christian. I'm not a liberal Christian. Because all those things inform the agenda of Christianity. So now your Christianity is informed by this, not your world being informed by your Christianity.
Yeah. Like saying a Seventh-day Adventist Christian, maybe.
Possibly. I mean, there's an agenda there that sometimes, you know, first and foremost, we should be Christian.
Amen.
Right?
I agree.
Now, there's some Seventh-day Adventist doctrines that, I believe are unique.
I
believe they're great. And that's another podcast because I was listening to another podcast today that got me going on that. But that's another rabbit hole.
Okay.
Anyways. So anyways, that's just kind of what takes me down that rabbit hole when I see all these things about, you know, Trump and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Personally, I would like to see someone of power be held to accountable.
Right.
To accountability.
Because it gives credence to our justice system.
Yes.
And this is exactly what I said. Why I go back to what I said it originally. I'm going to be bummed out if they find him guilty and he doesn't see jail time. And if they find him innocent, then they find him innocent. You know, that's what they're supposed to do. And we're just going to go with it because we're going to believe that they did their due diligence.
Yeah. And if someone says, well, Joe Biden needs to be held accountable for this, this, and this. I was like, okay, if he needs to be, then yes,
then
I don't have a problem with it.
Exactly. I don't.
But
I
also
don't
be happy with the results.
Exactly.
With the results, let's hope our judicial system kicks in and is impartial.
That's it.
Which is tough.
Absolutely.
Anyways, we're gonna cut this one off here.
Sure.
Let's get, we'd love to hear your thoughts on the whole Trump indicted thing.
That's right. TheRiverSunHill@gmail.com or on the IG at TheRiverSunHill.
If we've made you mad, we're sorry. To a degree.
Yeah.
We hope we didn't make you mad. We hope we just opened some food for thought for all of us. And we're continually thinking as well.
Healthy conversations, healthy conversations.
We hope so.
All right, PJ, pray for us, man.
Let's do it. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, this world seems to be a mess sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we know the political world is on fire, and we know that there are some things happening. But Lord, may we realize that ultimately you are in control.
Yes, yes.
The King of the universe is still on his throne. And Lord, may we look to you in these tough times.
Amen.
And Lord, when things don't go our way, may we not be too disappointed knowing that the future is secure.
Yes.
Even if the present seems like it's not. Mm-hmm. Thank you for this time where we can chat together. And
thank
we pray, Lord, that all of our conversations will be seasoned with love and with your grace.
Amen.
We pray these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to Diversity on a Hill podcast. This is PJ and I'm out.
And PK here. Many blessings. Till next time.
Hey, wouldn't it be cool if this was done on People's Court?